They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. It is not every day you see a brand that represents the pride and attitude of the blue-collar community. You may know them for their tagline: dirty hands, clean money. Troll Company is for those who keep the gears turning with sweat, grit, and a whole lot of hustle. They celebrate hard-working trades with their high-quality, badass t-shirts, hoodies, and more. These guys are not just slapping logos on tees and calling it a day. These guys are the real deal. Built by blue collar for blue collar. So if you're looking for a brand that reps your grind, check out TrollCoClothing.com. That's TrollCoClothing.com. Head to TrollCoClothing.com and use promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Support blue collar work. Dirty hands, clean money.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
It's a Monday night into Tuesday morning, ZABECAST. How you doing, everybody? Big win for El Baldo today. I fixed my printer. That's right. The old Epson, or no, the HP ColorJet 200 was showing a paper jam error. And I looked inside and I shined a flashlight and I was like, man, there ain't no paper jam in here. So I took it down, blew it out with hot, you know, air, compressed air and whatnot. Still wasn't working. I'm like, fuck. Let's go to the HP website, see if they have help. Yeah. Their instructions sucked. I then said, well, YouTube, it's either you or we're screwed and I'm throwing this thing out. Turns out my man Bilal, nice Indian fella, spoke just enough English, showed exactly what to do, had to go take out the little rubber roller and rearrange the rubber belt around it so the fresher, tackier side was exposed to the paper, put it back in, fired it up again, and son of a bitch, guess what happened? It works! Yes! 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 And with that, let's call my man the Cincinnati Flash today, because I got a lot of NFL stuff to talk to him about. And he had all weekend to not watch his Cowboys. I believe Hatch is on the road. What's up, Hatch? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Where are you at? What city are you at right now?
I'm in Austin.
Austin for a work trip?
Work.
Okay,
work
nice.
Work trip.
All right.
And I just missed the ass whooping that Texas took.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you walking around gently to not rub it in to Texas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And well, I missed that in Formula One.
Oh, shit. You don't give a shit about that, do you?
Nah, not anymore. Yeah. You know, when we were kids, it used to come on, and I was a Mario Andretti fan when it was on Wild World of Sports.
No kidding. Now,
oh,
was
yeah.
Mario...
I used to watch it back then because that's all we could watch.
What do you mean?
Whatever
all
came
you
on Wild
watch?
World of Sports.
Oh,
whatever
wow.
came on Wild World of Sports. So I used to watch skiing, downhill skiing.
I used to watch
Formula One.
Did you ever watch barrel jumping on ice skates? What a dumb fucking sport that was. Right? Bringing exactly. you the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, right?
And the skier would be crashing and falling in the.
Right, but that was the thing. We had to watch whatever we could watch.
There right,
you go.
Exactly.
Here you go, Hatch. Can you hear this?
Oh, yeah.
Does it bring back memories?
The globe to
oh, yes,
you
it
the
does.
Constant variety of sport.
Bronco bucking, Little League World Series, cliff
yep.
diving from Acapulco.
Yep, I used to watch that, too.
There's the barrel jumping guy.
Downhill ski jumping.
Olga Corbett doing the balance beam.
ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by the makers of Vicks Sinex Spray.
Vicks Sinex Spray. Vicks Sinex. Da, 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 da. Oh, they got Evel Knievel jumping a bunch of motorcycles, a bunch of cars on his motorcycle. Muhammad Ali was on Wide World of Sports.
Was he?
Yeah, they just showed a clip. Horse racing. Yeah, Roll AIDS was a sponsor as well. The great Jim McKay as host.
Jim McKay, yep, exactly.
Drag racing. Speed.
I used to watch drag racing too. I remember that.
We watched whatever was on. Now everything is on. And if it's not on the way we want it, people will bitch. Tonight's doubleheader on Monday Night Football is only on ESPN Plus. And those who aren't subscribers are like, wait, what? Where can I get this on regular TV? You can't, motherfucker. You got to have ESPN Plus. Do you have ESPN Plus?
No, I do not.
I think
and
I
I'm
do.
I'm sitting at a bar watching the Ravens. As you know, I need that game to win my parlay.
All right, we have a gambling update. Hatch has $20 riding on a four-leg yep. parlay that'll pay out $280, truly life-changing money.
And like I said, it's not about the money. It's about just winning the parlay.
I know. All right. So I got a whole list here of who would have thoughts from the NFL after 7 weeks. You ready?
Okay.
You can just chime in as you see fit. Who would have thought, Hatch, the Commanders are the number one team in scoring and the number one team in scoring margin. 218 points, most in the league, and they've outscored opponents by 66. This is even with Jaden Daniels leaving the game with a rib injury yesterday. Who would have thought?
Marcus Mariota came in and dropped another 30 points on Carolina.
Yeah.
Even though we know it's Carolina, but still. The Commanders look good. I watched the game. I was like, whoa, they kind of look. I mean, Jaden Daniels looked good. He's accurate down the field. They got that running back with that big-ass Brian Robinson Jr.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to whoop Dallas.
Uh-oh. Wow, you're already calling it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to whoop Dallas.
All right. Who would have thought Patrick Mahomes, through 7 weeks, not only has just 6 touchdown passes, but has more picks than touchdowns, 8, and they're 6-0. Who would have thought?
Well, the dude wins when he needs to. He's like what Shaq said. I make free throws when I need to.
Like you with putting short three-footers at the Malcolm. You make
exactly
them when you have
when
to.
When I need. When exactly. I... when I have to, I make them.
And
here's the thing that, and I'm going to give you a for instance of how the rules changed for not good. So remember the play Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if you watched the game, but remember when he scrambled to the left and then kept acting like he was going to throw the ball, right?
Yeah.
He kept running all these fakes. Then he acted like he was going to go out of bounds, and the linebacker just – everyone kind of slowed down.
Yep.
And then he turns it up the field and runs for another 30 yards.
Number one, like, bullshit.
Exactly.
Number like, one, bullshit.
Because they, guys were so scared to hit the quarterback. Like, they should have blew him up. Blew him up.
I know. But remember in the playoffs, he got that 15-yard call in the AFC Championship game that really made a big difference.
Right, and so now everyone's afraid. Scared to hit somebody.
I know. Okay, you want the all-time quarterback blow-up on the sideline. Go to YouTube when I'm done talking to you tonight and look up Eric Hipple Lions sideline hit.
Is that the one where Wilbur Marshall hit him?
It was somebody for Tampa. Detroit, Eric Hipple played quarterback for the Lions.
For Detroit Lions, yep.
Yep, and he was scrambling to his left as a right-hander, and he turns the corner, and he's like 1 foot on the chalk, and he gets blown up so bad, ball goes flying, helmet goes flying, and he lands on his back like he's dead. It is the most satisfying video you will ever see. Okay.
That's the same with when Wilbur Marshall hit him.
He had both of his
arms stretched out like he was dead.
Yep. Okay, next up here.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Who would have thought? Not me. Okay, here we go. Who would have thought? Not me. Davante Adams demands a trade from a 2-5 team, is now on another 2-5 team, but with his buddy. Who would have thought?
Right. Who would have thought? Who can't get him the ball?
Yeah. So they're 2-5. Are the Jets dead at this point? They have to go likely 9-8 at a minimum to make the playoffs. That means they got to go 7-5 the rest of the way. Or 7-3. 7-3. 7-3.
Right.
It's doable, but I don't know.
Not with that defense. That defense can't stop the run.
Well, everyone not just talked that, about their offense, according to those who know Hatch, say it doesn't look like any modern NFL offense. It doesn't have the wrinkles, the movement, the motion, the pre-snap stuff. None of that shit. It's old and dated, they say.
Look at who's the offensive coordinator, Nathan Hackett, who was terrible at Denver.
Right.
And then so-called, there's no innovation in that offense. And then they changed the play call into this Downing guy. And how much is he really going to change? Because Aaron Rodgers runs the team.
Yeah.
So they're going to set it up to what Aaron Rodgers wants.
Yeah.
And he's almost 41 years old, and he can't do the things that he used to do.
So if they don't make the playoffs, what are they doing next year? I know that teams like to say, well, we're not worried about next year. We still got a season going on. But realistically, next year gets on your ass quickly in the NFL, right? So they got to start thinking about, okay, are we doing this again next year? And how many more Aaron Rodgers buddies are we going to have to sign next year?
Well, if you don't make the playoffs, the dude's going to be 41 years old.
It's over.
Weeks.
Right.
You might as well draft a quarterback and move on.
Right. Okay. Speaking of play calling, I have said for years now that if you gave me a full year of immersive tutelage and I studied as hard as I could become an average NFL play caller. Not great, but not terrible. Middle of the pack. I didn't say I could coach players to get the most out of their ability. I didn't say I could design a defense from scratch or an offense from scratch. I just said I could order off the menu. Full year immersive study. People mocked me for this, Hatch.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that because there's more involved than just calling plays. It's in the moment. You got like 30 seconds to figure out what to call.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole hell of a lot more involved than just calling a play.
Okay, file that away, because who would have thought the Patriots ran the ball on first down 7 out of 9 times on their final 3 drives of the game, and it gained 1 yard on those 7 carries. What fucking moron is calling plays like that?
Someone whose balls are tight during the game and they just can't think properly.
Right.
That's what that is.
All right. Who would have thought Mike Tomlin's call to replace Justin Fields with Russell Wilson would work out that well, at least for one game?
Look, that's the first time Pittsburgh has scored 30 points this year.
Right.
Second, Mike Tomlin is an excellent – people don't want to give him credit for what he's done in Pittsburgh. The dude has had a winning record with a quarterback named Duck. He's had a winning
Ducky
record
Hodges.
With
yeah.
Duck. He's had a winning record with another Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph. The dude is a winner, and he knows how to coach and get the best out of his players, and he knows how to make situational changes. Now, during that game, the first couple series,
I was
a little nervous because I was like, oh, Lord, this might not have been a good idea because Russell Wilson. But what you got to give credit for is this is where a lot of coaches make mistakes. This is what the good ones separate from the bad ones. So bad coaches try to stick a square, a round hole in a round peg in a square. Yes.
Right, or vice versa.
And that means putting your offense into a system where you don't have the players to run that offense instead of building the offense around the players that you have.
You want to hear
now,
this?
Go ahead. Now, what they did was they ran plays that were suitable and that fit with Russell Wilson, which is play action and getting him outside of the pocket.
Yeah.
That's what he did in Seattle that made him successful. He had a great running game, and he ran a lot of play action, and he ran a lot of bootlegs in Seattle. So Pittsburgh did that, which gave him the opportunity to play well. Now, if they continue to do that, they'll be fine.
Now, here was Tomlin's answer to that decision. This is classic Tomlin, by the way.
Go with 3.
That's why.
From East Liberty.
That's why I'm well compensated.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's why I'm well compensated. Also, last night, some dipshit reporter tried to make a big deal of Russell Wilson's 1 yard sneak. Take a listen to this answer.
What does it say that Russ kept the ball and pushed his way in for that 1 yard rushing touchdown? And what did you learn about maybe his resilience and his strength in that moment?
It was just a sneak.
Exactly. It was just a sneak. Exactly.
What kind
of question is that?
Fucking sad ass question right there. And then there was this from last night. Najee Harris saw a friend or a guy he knew in the media horde and suddenly forgot that he was not at some family cookout. Take a listen to this.
Yeah.
Najee, you was running possessed tonight, bro.
Oh, shit. Shout out my nigga, though. Oh, shout out my...
He just sits there for like an awkward 15 seconds afterwards.
Oh, my God.
It's like, come on, man.
Exactly. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, let's tighten it up.
Bro. Oh, shit. Shout out my nigga, though. Oh, shout out my...
Sorry.
Shout out my homeboy. Yes, how are you doing on that? Okay.
Right.
All right. Who would have thought a fan was ejected in Green Bay because he pushed Joe Mixon out of the first row when he tried to do the Lambeau leap as a visiting player. Soft.
What?
Yes.
Why would you kick him out of the game? Why would you kick a Green Bay?
They said the fan used excessive force. And I'm like, so what?
Are you kidding me?
So when an opposing player scores and they want to do the Lambeau leap, you have to say, oh, here, sir, I've cleared a space for you. Hi, would you like to sit in my seat? Would you like some of my beer? Would you like to take my wife home? Bullshit. If you want to try that fucking Lambeau leap, then you better come strong because you're going to get rejected.
Right. And you shouldn't be doing it in the visitor's stadium anyway. They should expect to push you down. Like,
I know. Who would have thought?
Out of the gate. Did you see, by the way, did you see the woman fan run across the field at the Pittsburgh game?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a political protest sign, but she was hot as shit. And my number one rule is, whatever your cause is, if I agree with it, I agree. If I don't, you ain't changing my mind with a fucking sign. So please at least be hot. Be hot and show some tits, and I'll at least give you the time of day.
Right.
Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one. Josh Jacobs for the Packers caught his first touchdown pass after 211 catches. It ended the longest current streak of catches without a touchdown catch. The next closest is Jaylen Warren with 97 catches for the Steelers and no touchdowns. Do you know who holds the record for most catches without a touchdown catch?
I have no idea. Who?
Thomas Jones, the running back.
Really?
Out of
Cowboys, from Notre Dame?
Yeah, you're right. That's right, Notre Dame. Or was it Virginia?
Yeah. No, it was Virginia. Sorry.
Okay,
it
yeah.
was Virginia.
Thomas Jones had 242.
Good God.
That's crazy, right? And the Packers have been saying, we got to get.
His brother played. His brother. He was. So remember, he had a brother.
Okay.
That played for Chicago Bears.
Ooh, okay.
So I can't remember if it's the one. One brother played at Notre Dame.
Thomas Jones, UVA. Running back. Julius Jones.
Julius Jones played at Notre Dame.
Yes. Julius Jones is the younger brother of Thomas Jones.
Yes.
And in 2006, they became the first brothers in the NFL to each rush for 1,000 yards in the same season. Julius, they were both raised in Big Stone Gap, Virginia.
Virginia. Yep.
Big Stone Gap. Do you know where Big Stone Gap is? I don't.
No, down south by Roanoke somewhere, the same place where the boys from Tampa and Giants, the Rantiki and Rhonda. Yeah, they're from down that way too.
Okay. All right. It's just weird. They said we got to get him a touchdown pass. They tried to set up a screen near the goal line. It got sniffed out and stopped. They went right back to him the next play with a little wider interior tunnel screen through the gap, and it was a sweet play. But there you go. He was going to keep the ball, but it was Jordan Love's 50th touchdown pass, so he gave him the ball for the 50th. So that was kind of nice.
Right.
Okay, next. Who'd have thought Saquon Barkley was offered a chance by Nick Sirianni to get his career high in rushing by getting 13 more yards? Sirianni went over to him on the bench. They have audio of this, asking him, do you want to go for it? And Saquon said, nah, let the young guys eat. Pretty classy, right? That's the way it should be done, right?
Is, right. Because he could have had an attitude and been like, I'm going to run all over top of the Giants. Yep, put me back in.
Yeah, that to me, that's a cheap record right there, or a cheap personal best when you're going in there just to get it. That's kind of messing with karma right there, if you ask me.
Right.
Speaking of karma, I don't know if it's karma or not. It sucks for Brandon Ayuk, but holds out all summer, gets the only deal he could get with the Niners, which wasn't much more than they had offered the first place, blows out his ACL. He's done for the year.
Well, I wouldn't call that karma.
No, not karma. That's tough, though. Some would say, look, that's why he was holding out for more money, because those kind of injuries can happen at any time. Yeah.
No, now you want me to tell you what the karma is?
Deshaun Watson?
Yes. I mean, I feel bad for him.
But don't make him into a victim. That was my point yesterday here on the podcast.
That was karma.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah. By the way, Debo is now in the hospital for the Niners with pneumonia. Not sure when he's going to be out. So things are going great for the Niners. Oh, here's another one.
I'm going to tell you. All right, go ahead. I'm going to bring something up. What I want to bring up is the conversation that Cam Newton had on his podcast about the difference between quarterbacks that are game managers and quarterbacks that are elevate the team.
Okay.
And he had said Brock Purdy was a game manager, and I totally agree.
I don't see it either on Brock. And I've said that before.
He's got McCaffrey, Kittles, Debo, Ayuk. He looks great when they're in there.
And cooking.
Anytime any one of those guys are out of the game, he looks average at best.
Yeah.
So, and the difference between what people don't understand is what Cam made a good point, but, you know, everyone wants to look at how he dresses and all these other things and kind of shoo away what he says, which I don't know why. The dude was the MVP. He played quarterback in the NFL. So if anything, you should respect what his opinion. But game managers need people around them to perform. Superstar quarterbacks elevate the play of their team. And there's not many of those. It's okay. It's not a knock to say someone's a game manager, because most of the NFL quarterbacks are. There's only a few that are excellent quarterbacks that elevate their team to, like, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Lamar Jackson or these other guys that can elevate the play of their offense.
Yeah.
There's not many of them.
I think Brock Purdy is going to be very hard to price this offseason, because I think those football people who know exactly what you're saying and agree with you and me and Cam Newton that he's not truly a superstar quarterback. So then how do you pay him? Because the quarterback market has split into basically, well, give him $40 million a year, or he's going to get like a two-year lucky deal at maybe $10 or $12 million per, which is nice money, by the way. But it is there's no middle ground. Like, there's no middle ground to go, you know what, he's all right, he could get better and better, but he's not a $40 million guy. Right. I don't know how they're going to price him. I really don't. And if somebody pays him 40,
or you don't. Yeah.
If somebody pays him 40, good luck, because they're making a mistake. Here's one for you. Who would have thought? Hey, not me.
Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Kyle Shanahan is now 0-40 when trailing by 8 or more points in the fourth quarter. How about them apples?
Really? I did not know that.
Right. So he is not the comeback kid, Kyle Shanahan. Who would have thought this? Chris Christie called Dan Campbell of the Lions classless for running it up against the Cowboys, Christie being a famous and outspoken Jerry Jones friend and Cowboy fan. Gee, what a shock. Chris Christie saying that, moron.
Right. And who are you, Chris Christie? Shut up.
Big fat tub of zilch.
Right, exactly. And it's like Jimmy Johnson said, I don't run up the score. Stop me.
It's the pros. And to me, there is no such thing as running up the score in the pros.
Right. Yeah. Stop me.
Here was Campbell's response.
Chris Christie was really mad at you. About the Cowboys.
Being mean to the Cowboys. So you ran up the score. I'm sure you heard the comments. What's your reaction to being mean?
No, it's the only thing. The last time somebody called me classless, I was drinking wine out of a bottle. All right. So, but no, it's all good. I'm not worrying about it.
I fucking love this guy, by the way. He is.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny.
I hope Detroit actually makes it to the Super Bowl. I'd like to see it. They've never been.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They got a field goal, game-winning field goal, by this kid, Jake Bates. More on him in a second. But here was the locker room with Campbell afterwards.
Getting us in position, man, with like a minute and a half left, getting down there, man. We trust you guys with everything. And then field goal line, man, I know that's like the worst job in the world. I really appreciate you guys. And then Hogan and Jack, man.
All right, kudos to the kicker, you know, gave out praise to other guys that are the real football players and kept it short, right? Kept it short. So get this, 18 months ago, Jake Bates was training to be a brick salesman. I kid you not. He thought his football career was over. Instead, he's now kicking 44-yard game winners for the Lions, and he says, I think I've got the best job in the world right now. I would love to know the training to be a brick salesman. Oh, well, let's see here. What the? We have the Savannah Washed Tan. That's a really nice brick. It comes from our furnace upstate in Columbia. It's a very lovely brick. Very durable. You build your house out of that, that shit ain't coming down for nothing.
Right. Well, that's good for him.
Yeah, going from brick salesman to that.
He's got another opportunity, and he's capitalizing on it.
Yeah, exactly. Who would have thought Stephon Diggs, after pretty much being shut down by the Packers, said, I don't care if it's just me or I'm with a million. I'm never the bigger person. I'm not letting any shit go. Who would have thought Stephon Diggs?
Between him and his brother, they're both done.
Okay. Here's another one. Who would have thought? The Browns have still not scored 20 points this year. Do you know who has scored 20 points? All 130 Division I college football teams, all 8 XFL teams, and 3 Major League Baseball teams scored 20 points this year, but the graphic said, we call them runs in our sports.
And the Carolina Panthers.
The Rockies. Right. The Rockies. Oh, first of all, sorry. They're the only NFL team to not score 20. So that's 31 other NFL teams, 130 D1 teams, all 8 teams in the XFL, and 3 Major League Baseball teams. The Rockies, the Dodgers and the Oakland fucking A's scored 20 runs this summer.
That is terrible.
That is as bad as it gets. Who would have thought? In four games this year, the Lions have more touchdowns, 18, than Jared Goff has incompletions. You know he's on a fucking heater. Oh, it's through the roof the last couple of weeks. It's unreal. The guy is cooking. People forget he was a 1-1, and he gets to the Super Bowl, has a shit game, and McVay and the Rams decide, fuck you, he's no good. Let's trade him to Siberia, Detroit. And they trade him for Stafford. Now, he had to sit there and watch the guy that was traded for him win the thing with the Rams. But he kept grinding, and look at him now. I'm becoming a huge Jared Goff fan just because of it.
Right. You know what? I think that was the best trade for win-win for both teams.
Oh, I think so, when it's all said and done. Now, right. There was a point at which some people thought that Goff may not have been a game manager, but may not have been a superstar guy. By the way, 73% so far this year, 10 touchdowns over 4 INTs, passer rating of 111. He's cooking.
He is.
Yeah.
He's playing well. I mean, they got some good receivers. They got a running game.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this. Who would have thought that Nico Collins was so crucial to the Texans? C.J. Stroud in five games with Nico Collins before he gets hurt, averaging 277 yards passing. Last two games without him, 139. So it's been cut easily in half.
In half.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about tonight? Did you see the price of Ryder Cup tickets at Bethpage next fall?
No. What are they?
What do you think is a fair price for a general admission, walk around, spend all day on shuttle buses, going from the parking lot, trying to see any action you can with only a limited number of groups on the course, 40 deep at every tee box in green? What do you think a good price for a ticket is for the day?
What would I pay, or what do you think a good price is?
What do you think a fair price? First of all, what would you pay?
I wouldn't pay more than $100.
Okay, what do you think a fair price is? Reasonable.
50.
Even less. If I told you $750.
I would never go to the Ryder Cup. good luck. I'll watch it on TV.
I mean,
I'm not paying that to park 5 miles away to get on a bus with a bunch of drunk people. And then, like you said, 40 deep on every tee. But I'd have to go to like stand and get there at 7 in the morning and go walk all the way to like 18.
Yeah. Ridiculous, right? And it's even worse because volunteers to spend their time to help out the event for no pay whatsoever actually have to pay themselves $350 for the event, for a shirt, you know, a uniform shirt, like a souvenir bag, parking, and something else. They pay them and then work 8 hour shifts.
That's not a volunteer. That's a sucker.
It's a sucker. And you know, you might think, well, this would be great because at least I get to see some free golf while I'm working. Not if you're working the parking lot, buddy. And you don't know where they're going to assign you, right?
Or, yeah, exactly. Or you're standing at the freaking Grey Goose tent.
Serving you your Grey Gooses.
Right.
Because that's, if I recall, that's your drink.
Tito's. I switched to Tito's.
You're a Tito's man. Okay.
I'm a Tito's guy. Yep.
All right. And big shout out to Tim O'Neill, the Tiger Woods that never was. Tim O'Neill fought his way briefly onto like the nationwide tour as a, you know, African-American golfer, toiled away, missed cuts, missed his tour card. He just won on the senior tour, Tim O'Neill. How about that?
Okay.
Apples?
Yeah. That's nice.
He was like the only other real brother out there on tour or close to being on tour at the middle of the Tiger Woods, you know, golf boom, where they thought, oh, this is going to really, you know, diversify the sport at the highest level. So good for Tim O'Neill. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Right.
All right. So, what
now, did you?
Yeah.
Did you pull up the picture? Did you see the picture I sent of Tiger Woods' leg?
I did. Looks like a fucking half-eaten chicken wing. It's nasty.
That thing looks horrible.
And to think it was so unnecessary. He just needed somebody to drive him around. All right, Tiger Woods had to do was say, hey, look, I'm not fucking driving anywhere. I'm Tiger Woods. You drive me. I'll sit and take a nap. I'll, you know, read my phone.
Why isn't he doing that? I'm sure there's other things that he has a driver on. Why doesn't he have a driver all the time?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He would have won at least two other majors. Shit, he almost, you know. It's a shame. Done. So, when are you coming back? Because the weather has been phenomenal in October over the most of the eastern half of the country.
We got to
get a few more rounds in. Come on now.
Yes, we do. Actually, I don't come back. I'm gone till Sunday. Hmm. So I go from Austin. I leave Wednesday to go to Boulder. And then I have work meetings there. And then I'm staying for Cincinnati, Colorado on Saturday.
Ah. Fucking Dion. Dion's got it going, man. 6-2 now.
Yep.
A lot of people took their shots early like me. Well, packing up my ass now. They got it cooking up there.
We're going to have to beat them. Yeah. I'm going to have to root for my squad. We're going to have to beat them.
All right. Hatch, enjoy the rest of your conference, buddy. Good to connect.
All right. Thanks, all right, man.
See
ya.
There you go.
Bye.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872. And tell them I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.